Hello everyone, this is Zoe, and thank you so much for joining me for the first episode of Hindsight. I'm so sorry, I wanted this episode out last Tuesday, but I was having editing issues and had some exams, so I just wasn't able to get it done. Hopefully, I will be more consistent in the future, but no promises. Today, we are discussing the unsolved disappearance of Aaron Mitchell Anderson. Aaron Anderson was born on June 23rd, 1987. He was the firstborn child to Paulette and Steve Anderson from Pine City, Minnesota. The small family lived in a house which backed up to the Snake River, about 6 miles from downtown Pine City. Aaron disappeared on Friday, April 7, 1989, when he was just 22 months old. On this day, Paulette was inside making dinner around 4:30 p.m. Aaron came into the kitchen wearing his coat, hat, and boots, and he really wanted to go outside. This was the nicest day Pine City had had for quite a while, so Paulette decided to let him play outside where she could see him from the kitchen window. At one point, Paulette had to go and get an item from another room. She was gone for only a couple minutes, but when she came back, Aaron was nowhere to be found. Paulette searched the house and asked the neighbors who were just leaving if they had seen Aaron, but it was no use. He was nowhere to be found. Panicked, she called the police, who arrived within a few minutes. They initially believed Aaron had fallen into the Snake River, which was unusually high. At that point, they were so fixated on this idea that they did not investigate any other leads. They brought in police dogs, who amazingly did not track Aaron's scent to the river, but to the road where it stopped. The police put on a huge search, along with the fire department, a state patrol helicopter, and search and rescue dogs. Divers and boats searched the Snake River, but they never found any sign of Aaron or his clothes. Police said that if Aaron had fallen into the river, they would have found something, whether a shoe, a hat, something would have washed up. By the end of April, the police had spent 380 hours searching and had help from over 600 volunteers. Unfortunately, that is all we know about the case. Since then, Paulette and Steve had had 3 more children. I've only found names for 2 of them. They've had a son named Nathaniel and a daughter named Abriana. The couple is now divorced and have both relocated to Minneapolis, Minnesota, but they still work closely together to find Aaron. From what I've seen, they have never been considered suspects, but instead have really been helping search for Aaron along with the police. At first, the Andersons criticized the investigation because they claimed that the police did not investigate any other leads, but now I'm pretty sure they have a pretty good relationship with the police. The entire family believes that Aaron is still alive and was abducted, and they really hope whoever has him has taken good care of him and that he is still alive. The case is still considered open by the police, and Teresa Lotka, who is the executive director of Missing Children Minnesota, who has worked with the Anderson family quite a bit, believes that Aaron is still alive and someone out there knows something. In 2019, Paulette joined Ancestry.com, hoping Aaron's DNA would be in the system. She hopes that someday Aaron will join Ancestry.com or some other DNA system to try to find his real family. Aaron's siblings, Nathaniel and Abriana, have really become advocates for him. And Nathaniel has said in an interview, quote, "I believe that somebody out there knows something. It would be amazing just to have a member of our family come back to us. We would accept him with open arms. We love you. We want you to come home, and we're excited for the day our family is reunited," end quote. Abriana has said, "It's a selfless act to come forward and help out her family, my mom especially, to bring her closure. It's something she's been carrying around with her the last 30 years. End quote. For the sake of Aaron and his family, I really hope that somebody out there does know something and will come forward to the police. I think it's really cool that Paulette and Steve talked about Aaron with his siblings to the point that they feel like they know him. And I hope that someday they will get to meet him, the brother they've heard so much about all this time. Aaron Mitchell Anderson was last seen on Friday, April 7th, 1989, playing in his family's backyard in Pine City, Minnesota. Aaron is a Caucasian male with light brown hair and blue eyes. He has a small white birthmark on the lower right side of his abdomen. He was last seen wearing a red and yellow sweatshirt, light gray pants lined with red flannel, a gray ski jacket with red and green tabs, a green knit hat with flaps and snowflakes, brown snow boots, gray socks, and a diaper. If you have any information regarding Aaron or his whereabouts, you can call the Sheriff's Non-Emergency Line at 320-629-8380. Their tip line at 320-629-3342 or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Hindsight. And if you have any case suggestions, please send them to me at hindsightpod21@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you and would love to cover any cases you want to hear. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.